So one thing we haven't mentioned, Ali, about the break, apart from you getting healthy, is an event that took place, was it last weekend or weekend before?
No, two weekends ago.
Two weekends ago,
yes.
Yeah.
The Mitchell Creek Rock and Blues Fest. It was absolutely sensational. And I could... Is that your stomach?
Yeah, it is.
Excuse everyone. I didn't want them thinking it was me. It was unreal, and it's the first time I'd been to the festival, and what an absolute ripper. I will definitely go again, and I tell you, another person that will be going again is Mayor Glenn, and he joins us on the phone right now. Good morning.
Morning, crew. How are you feeling?
Oh, we're fantastic, thank you.
So was that actually his stomach or something else?
Yeah, what was that, Bill Cook?
That was my tummy. I just had a big gulp of water, so it's reacting for some reason.
Yeah, likely story, mate, likely story.
Yeah. Oh,
come
exactly.
on, talk about Mitchell Creek, Glenn. You and Ali share the stage there. What was going on?
Oh, mate, it was, an awesome festival. Jimmy and a team of volunteers. I mean, if you don't enjoy Mitchell Creek, I think you need to check your pulse. Only a corpse could come away from that going, oh, that was a bit boring.
I agree.
Because they've got the number of artists that they get in there, the lineup, the layout, but just the crowd, just really nice, great people there to have a good time. It's one of a kind. If you haven't been there, you haven't been many places.
Yeah, exactly. It was, and just everyone's, as you said, Glenn, everyone's just got that really great spirit about them. I mean, there's people dressed up in tutus, people dressed up as fairies, there's... I don't know, any number of weird and wonderful outfits.
But there's people that split their pants too.
What? What's going on there?
Yes.
Some of us sort of, understand our age and our capabilities. other people reminisce about, trying out for the Russian gymnastics team and decide to do a somersault and a forward roll and... It doesn't quite turn out the way they'd like it.
Listen, he's having a go at me because I was in... What's going on there, Mayor Glenn?
Oh, just the other phone. Okay. We're all
I was going to say.
The mayoral phone and his personal phone,
yeah,
right.
And his part-time, he's an African drummer. I love it. On the tembes.
I'm training to be at Mitchell Creek next year.
Yeah, well, tell you what, you had a fair crack at it. No, he's having a go, Bilko, because when Meglin and I were doing the welcome, well, he was putting it on me to do a dance and to show my dance moves, and I said, well, funny you say that because on the Friday night there were a bunch of rogue women mainly sort of doing these forward rolls and they were all over the shop.
Was it a music fest or a gym fest?
Well, exactly. I was loving it. It was so funny. And so then I was doing attempted to do an impersonation of them at the welcome and did a forward roll and totally split my pants. And I will have you know, so this is on stage in front of everyone, I will have you know, Mayor Glenn, it's not my physical limitations, it's the limitations of my jeans. They couldn't handle the junk in the trunk. I think my thighs had rubbed them at the Red Bear.
Glenn got more than he bargained for,
I'm
assuming.
Sorry about that, Mayor Glenn.
Yeah, nothing like a cut lunch when you're opening an event.
It was so, I was more, well, I just said to the crowd, I said, I think I've just split my pants, put one leg up, and they all went, yes, put it away.
Glenn, your credibility as mayor is getting destroyed every time you do something with Ali. I mean, seriously, mate.
Rubbish. Rubbish.
But it's, for people that, you may not want to go and camp there for every day, there are day passes available and that, but, Jimmy and the team, they cap the numbers, so
yes.
It's not a free-for-all. It's just a really good atmosphere, great festival, awesome music. It's one of those little hidden gems of the Gympie region.
It sure is. And I tell you what, I think Jimmy had a waiting list of about 1,200 people.
Jeez.
And could have, as you said, Mayor Glenn, he could have opened it up and let more people in, but he keeps it capped and it's perfect that he does that. But, I mean, the quality of artists there, he's got Mossy, Carice Eden, Hat Fitz and Cara, they are just... sensational entertainment. And I felt so bad because I'd been hanging to see Carice Eden and she was out the back with Mayor Glenn and I just before we went on. I didn't even realise it was her. She had her sunnies on. You should have told me, Mayor Glenn. I would have been fangirling over her massively.
And that that would have been the problem. Yeah, exactly. Mm.
Yeah, after your little entertainment piece, Ali, I think she won't forget you.
Well, I'll tell you what I won't forget is some gaffer tape. I was lucky enough, as you saw Mayor Glenn out the back after, and I can't remember their names. I've got them written down at home. These three gems of women that were doing the backstage stuff, they taped me up. Tape my thighs up so I could be seen in public with this gold gaffer tape. Oh, I love you girls. If any of you are listening, I'm so sorry I've forgotten your names. I don't have it on me.
Oh, Glenn.
So, yeah, I'll be putting that on our Zinc socials, actually, so I can shout out
mate,
to them.
I know you've got more important things to do, Glenn, so thanks for joining us this morning, mate.
Yes, thanks, Mayor Glenn.
No, mate, as you can well and truly be aware, I'm off to my first appointment with therapy. Try and get over that event.
Right. Good luck.
Yeah, good luck with that.
You'll be doing that for the next 6 months, I'm thinking.
Yes. It'll probably be a repeat next year. Yeah. But, yeah, in all seriousness, happy 10-year anniversary to Jimmy and all of the crew at the Mitchell Creek Rock and Blues Fest. It was just amazing.
Mayor Glenn, thank you so much for joining us this morning. All right. We'll catch up with Mayor Glenn next Tuesday when he's back for his regular slot. By the way, that made me think of something. That was embarrassing for you.
Oh, yeah.
That happening to your clothing. There must be other people in the Zinc family who've had embarrassing things happen to them when it comes
what,
to clothing.
What, clothing malfunctions?
Clothing malfunctions,
yes. Good one. Zinc family, weigh in. Obviously, it's not just me. When did you have an embarrassing clothing malfunction?
Come on, Baz, what happened to you, brother?
Okay, when I first moved to Australia like 25 years ago, I brought my children over for a holiday at Christmas, and my middle boy, Levi, we call him Cheeksy because he's a humorous comedian, always playing pranks. Anyway, we'd been surfing and we're on the lawn, and we lived at the back of Goodwin Park there by the big motel. It's got red writing on it, you know, cheap motel anyway. Yeah. We're there on the lawn and he down-trows me in amongst the crowd of about 20. And then we couldn't catch him. No one could catch him. He was a little Alfie Langer sidestepper and, you know, like, and he was roaring.
Hey,
so,
most
yeah,
importantly,
that was my embarrassing moment.
Did
yeah.
you have jocks on?
No, I just needed a surf. I just even had a shirt.
Love you, Baz. Can you?
Oh, that's fantastic.
Can you repeat that at the Gympie Sports Club Friday? You want to come for lunch?
Oh, I don't know about that one.
Oh, that's great. Listen,
no, wear your
not,
undies. Wear your
yeah,
undies.
Yeah, wear your undies. And you're not alone, Baz, and let that be a lesson. I've actually done it to two mates of mine. One at a touch footy carnival, and he had these loose shorts on. He also, I didn't know he'd have no undies on, and I did it to another mate in Woolies up the coast.
In Woolies?
Yes, and neither of them had undies on.
What is wrong with these guys?
Was it in the freezer section?
Yeah, he wishes.
Be all shriveled up and cold.
Yes.
Oh, don't go there, Baz.
Pants with drawstrings, God. Boys, or undies.
Hey, Tracy, you've been caught with your undies or not, mate? On or off in your clothing malfunction?
No, but when it was cold, we were wearing our jammies, and the poor old PT guy just looked at us and shook his head because we had beanie scarves. I had bloody thick jammy pants on with long socks up. So I was freezing that early in the morning.
Well, and you need to warm those muscles up.
Oh, absolutely. He took photos and put them on his training thing. And I'm like, well, you know what? I'm me. I don't really care.
And you know what, Trace? You know what? I reckon if it was kosher to do all your training in your pyjamas, you'd get a lot more people there because that's 90% of the battle for me.
Well, he started a trend. He said, geez, I don't know. We started a trend. Sorry. Afterwards, he said, there's a few people turned up their pyjamas. I went, just take one.
Exactly. What would possess someone to turn up to a training session in their pyjamas? Isn't it outside?
No, it just means you don't have to waste the time to get dressed.
Exactly.
Like, you know, so it's really good, actually. Yeah, it was nice. They're comfy.
Yep.
And warm.
And you haven't got the excuse of, I couldn't find my leggings.
Oh, that's exactly right.
I guess the only problem's going to be is if someone's pyjamas are a teddy, it's, you know, sexy teddy.
No, I wouldn't be wearing anything like that, that's for sure.
On your Trace, love your workout. What about you, Samuel? Can you spill your embarrassing clothing mishap?
Well, yes, I have.
What's happened?
One time when I was at school,
mm-hmm.
and I was a bit young.
Yep.
I went to school with my clothes inside out and back to front.
Did you get dressed in the dark or something?
it was a real rush to school, and I didn't notice until like first break.
Mm. Did the teacher not say anything? They probably didn't.
Not a word.
They thought Sam
no one said nothing.
They thought you were being quirky. They were letting you be an individual.
That's it.
So what That's grade it. Were you in? Grade 12?
No. I don't know what grade I was in, but I can just remember that.
Primary school. I bet you there were lots of kids at primary school that, yeah. I remember this one kid used to come to school and he had these really loose shorts on and he never used to wear any undies. It was terrible.
I don't want to know that, Ellie. Thanks, Sam. Thanks, Baz.